Chapter 5. Joe runs away.
Sanjay, Lou, Ella, Davy, come here,
shouts Jack.
Dad's ready to light the bonfire.
The group leave the apple bobbing and walk to the bonfire. Lots of other children are here, and all the adults are coming out of the house. Everyone stands near the bonfire and waits for Jack's dad to light it.
Ready?
He says. He moves back and there are some small flames near his feet. The flames quickly grow until the bonfire is a big orange ball.
What's happening?
Says Joe.
I'm frightened.
Lou turns and looks at Joe. His eyes are wide and scared.
It's okay, Lou says. It's only a bonfire. Jack's dad lit it. You're safe.
No, I'm not,
says Joe. And suddenly he turns and runs away through the people.
Joe! Joe!
Shouts Lou.
Come back!
What is it?
Asks Sanjay.
Joe's scared of the fire, she answers. He ran away.
We'll find him, says Sanjay. But let's stay by the fire for a few minutes. It's nice and warm here.
The children stand by the fire. Sanjay is right. It is lovely and warm there. The night is getting very cold. The adults are feeling cold too. They start walking slowly back towards the house. Jack's dad stands next to Sanjay.
It's getting late now, he says. The party is finished for the children. Will your mum and dad come and get you?
No, it's okay, says Sanjay. We live 5 minutes away. We'll walk.
But first, we must find Joe, says Davy to his friends.
Lou and I will look in the house, and you two can look in the garden. Let's meet outside on the street.
The children go and look for Joe. Sanjay and Ella look in the garden.
Did you see a small boy with light hair?
They ask the other children. Davy and Lou move through the rooms.
Did you see a boy in old clothes?
They ask the adults.
No, we didn't, everyone says. What boy?
The friends meet on the street outside Jack's house.
It's strange, says Sanjay.
No one saw Joe, and no one remembers him.
It's the same for us, says Lou.
No one saw him at the party.
We must find him, says Sanjay. Let's walk through the streets and shout his name.
The children begin walking and shouting. They walk next to the river Ouse and look at the cold water. Could Joe be in it? They are frightened now.
Joe! Joe!
They shout, but they cannot find him anywhere.
Maybe he went home, says Ella.
But maybe he didn't, says Sanjay. What will we tell his grandfather then?
The four friends turn back into the city. They walk through the shambles. It is dark now, and no one is on the medieval street. It is very different from before. And very scary. The group shout for Joe again and again, but there is no answer.
We're not going to find him, says Lou.
They begin walking back home. Suddenly, they see a huge old stone building in front of them. It is on a small hill, and there are many steps going up to it. The children know the building well. It is the famous Clifford's Tower, part of York Castle.
Maybe we'll be able to see Joe from the tower, says Sanjay.
The group go up the steps and walk around the tower. They can see many streets from here. They look for Joe on the streets below them and shout for him, but there is no answer.
Let's go to Joe's grandfather's house, says Davy. I hope he's there. Then we must go home. It's very late, and our parents will be angry because we're not home.